It's a nippy 20 degrees along the banks of the Calumet River on Chicago's far southeast side. A barge carrying jet fuel floats by hundreds of birds sitting on an ice drift. James Landing peers at them through his binoculars.
There's a great black-backed gull standing on the ice over there. I just happened to see him standing in the flock.
Landing is a professor of geography at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He says that although the gulls come here to feed at the many nearby landfills, the Calumet region's wetlands and prairies have always been a haven for wildlife.
As the spring comes, this becomes a major migratory flyway. So just literally thousands of birds, you know, are passing through here. It's full of mammals. Coyotes are found out here. Rabbits, skunks, possum, raccoons, so forth and so on. This is one of those areas that has been left untouched in all the years of Chicago history.
These pockets of wilderness survived in the middle of one of the nation's most polluted industrial areas, a place where steel mills and petroleum refineries dominate the landscape. Some areas survived because they were too marshy to develop.
Despite all the land degradation and despoliation and filling, there are still a great number of areas out here that remain basically in their natural condition. In other words, if you want to see what the pioneer landscape of Chicago was like in this region in the 1830s, this is the region that you would come to.
Local residents and environmentalists say that pollution from nearby industry threatened these areas and the rare and endangered species who still live there. That's why they've asked Congress to designate the Calumet region as a National Heritage Area. If approved, the protected area would cover 50 square miles from southeast Chicago to the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. The University of Illinois' James Landing says heritage area designation will not only help preserve the region's natural environment, but will give it a needed economic boost.
The designation of the corridors will bring people in, fishing, boating, whatever have you. It'll change the image, it will attract people, and so it'll start generating revenue. As it starts generating revenue, housing, job opportunities, and so forth will increase because they have everywhere where the environment is made better for people to live, to go to school, worship, work, and play. This is not a community right now that most people would want to move to, and that's got to be changed.
Landing says the Calumet region could attract millions of visitors, but it'll be up to Congress to decide if the area deserves heritage designation. They'll likely base their decision on a feasibility study by the National Park Service. Park Service officials say they're not just looking at the natural resources, but are also considering the region's rich cultural and historic heritage. The area has been home to a diverse mix of ethnic groups for generations, many of whom worked at the nearby steel mills and refineries. Those pushing for heritage status say America's growth as an industrial power is chronicled here. So are important events from the early days of the labor movement. Chicago's historic Pullman District captures them both. It's the site of the famous Pullman railcar factory and the company-owned town built around it. When recession hit in 1893, company owner George Pullman cut workers' wages. But when Pullman didn't lower the rent he charged them to live in company-owned housing, the workers went on strike. Mike Szymanski is an architect and urban planner who today lives in one of those houses.
This evolved into the Great Pullman Strike, which became a nationwide strike that required the intervention of the federal government because commerce was disrupted throughout the western half of the United States where none of the trains were moving. And so it eventually got to the point where federal troops had to be called in and the strike was broken.
Longtime Calumet resident and environmentalist Marion Burns says that combination of natural beauty and history make the Calumet region unique and especially deserving of heritage status.
You know, this is like motherhood and apple pie. It's the kind of thing nobody can really be against.
But some Indiana homeowners are concerned that private property will be taken in the name of environmental protection. Bill Tice represents a local property rights group. He says that in the years after the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore was created, too many people lost their homes when that protected area was expanded.
We're very, very concerned that the same thing is going to happen again that happened with the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. Yes, they promise us nobody's going to lose their homes and business. They promise us there'll be no more loss of tax base, but the track record isn't very good.
However, Park Service officials say if the Calumet region is designated as a heritage area, it wouldn't become part of the national park system. In that case, little land would be acquired, and the federal government would serve only in an advisory role to local governments who'd manage the area. Wink Hastings is leading the Park Service's feasibility study.
We kind of grew up thinking that wilderness was out there somewhere away from urbanization, but we've really come to the realization that there are natural areas in the urban environment, and those are the areas that are really worthy of protecting as well.
A draft of the Calumet feasibility study will be available for public review next week. A final recommendation will be sent to Congress by April. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.